Welcome to the All Wheels Rolling Podcast. My name is Mark Hamilton. You can find us on Facebook if you search All Wheels Rolling Podcast. We're on Instagram and Twitter, All Wheels Pod. And if you want to shoot us an email, it's allwheelsrolling@gmail.com. You can find us on Spotify and iTunes. Our show is now powered by Christine Pratt Physiotherapy. You can find her at christinepratt.ca. And the Crank and Sprocket Bicycle Company, you can find them at crankandsprocket.ca. Thanks for tuning in. Today we have Will Elliott. He is a local Barrie man. He has raced all over the world representing Canada. And this year he has decided he is not as into racing as much as he was before. And he is... I'll call it retired from racing. And a highlight of his career was winning the junior track points race shortly after having his wisdom teeth out, which he would say was bloody painful, but fun. Our other guest we are reuniting Will with his former, I air quote, former coach, Brennan Matheson. Brennan is our Cycle Simcoe man. He's been on the show multiple times. Mainly the feature of today's show is the Simcoe Trail Loop and a crazy adventure that Will had with our third guest, which is Mark Lancia. Mark's biggest highlight last year was winning the Cyclocross Provincial Championships here in Ontario. He has just been trying to balance his training and family life, which is not always easy, but his wife is very understanding. Mark works 40-hour week at CN as a rail car mechanic. So trying to squeeze in 15 hours of training isn't always the easiest. If he's not spending time with his family, he wants to be out on his bike, grinding it out for long hours and miles. Starting to bike again after many years off in 2015, Mark has put his old healthy lifestyle behind him and hasn't looked back. Just a great group of guys, and really hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, Brennan Matheson, Will Elliott, and Mark Lancia. Brennan, give us an update. What's the ride training like?
So I haven't really been riding a lot, but I'm starting to ramp it up now, and it's a good bad sort of scenario. I bought a house.
Did you? Congratulations.
Yeah. Kinda, except I've been renoing for like the last month, pretty much. So I've been riding like once a week.
So like a cheap house.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like my price range kind of house. Yeah. No, sweet. So we have a house now. So I've been like trying to get out when I can. I'm ramping up now though. I'm like three times a week now.
Okay. This explains the long hair. You're going for the contractor look.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Well, I used to have a shag back in the day, and I remember an old boss. He's like, you look like Robert Plant, and he was saying it like insultingly.
Yeah.
I love Robert Plant. That was a huge compliment. Huge. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've been doing like, there's new trails, Hickling Track Trail, single track. I don't know if you guys seen those?
No.
I've seen the post from the Mountain Bike Club that I think they're going to finish up this week, the second kids loop.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, and then by the way, I think I'm like second overall in the kids loop right now, so no big deal.
Who was it? Someone ripped it.
What kid has it?
I don't know.
No, I think...
Oh, someone got chirped hard for doing that.
I think it was...
Crushing it. I saw that.
Was it Eric Simpson?
It may have been Eric, and then Brennan, or someone chirped him for...
Really?
Yeah.
For getting the kids loot?
Yeah, so for taking it.
Jesus Travis says kids loot?
Yeah.
There's no shame. Yeah. There's no shame.
The trails are awesome, though, man. So that's been a lot of fun, like cross rides down through the new single track, which I highly recommend testing out, and then there's a bunch of Scora trails just west of the Midhurst trails. It's like a little single track, kind of sandy, fun, really cool. So yeah, check that out as well. And then I got a new frame. I'm on the new Super Caliber.
Whoa,
nice.
Yeah,
how is it?
It's awesome. It's like 60 mil in the rear. But do you still work the track?
No.
I
didn't even actually work there ever. I just co-opted.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I'm called Co-op.
That's your nickname, Co-op. Yeah, that's right. Will's nickname. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so that frame's awesome. It's so much fun.
Nice.
That's pretty much it, man. That's my update.
So no Zwifting.
No Zwifting. No, I deleted it. And, like, and once I found out PDA was canceled, I'm not even lying. He sent me a screenshot of PDA being canceled. I stepped off my bike. I was, like, 12 minutes into my training ride, and I deleted Zwift.
You weren't even training.
He was. He literally sent me a photo. He's like, so I don't need to be doing this?
Yeah. And I just got off the trainer. Never to be used again. Yeah. Yeah.
And on the other end of the spectrum of Zwift, Lancia, you did a fairly monumental Zwift ride.
The double Everest.
And?
It was painful.
Okay. So give us the details.
Sorry. Explain what it is first. I gotta know.
So you're essentially climbing the altitude of Everest.
8848.
And I did it twice. I've done it once previous. And then I did it last year, I think it was. Yeah, I did it last year once. And then I was like, you know, I want to go for a double eventually. And then all this stuff happened. We weren't able to, at least the beginning part of the season looked like a wash. So I thought, hey, what better time than to go after it now?
And so we're talking 17,000 meters of climbing virtually. And how long did that take you?
In total time, 26 hours. I was, I think, 24 hours of pedaling. Yeah.
What?
Because you get a 10-minute descent off each climb. So
that was my question. So what do you do on the descent? Are you off the bike?
I got off every single time. Okay. It didn't matter if I needed to or not. I was off. I was like, yeah, I would get off, eat.
Okay.
Bathroom.
Okay.
Restock.
That makes it a little bit, more realistic.
Yeah, so like...
A little.
Yeah, no, but like that's... That makes it a lot easier. Like, those guys were... the Hustle ran that fundraiser the same weekend that I did the double. And they were riding 20... Like, Travis did 24 hours straight. I think 30 minutes of break in total. Or that was his goal. And I think maybe he...
Yeah. He was around 24, I think he said.
So, like, that's savage. I was able
to
get off.
Almost as impressive.
Yeah. I was able to get off, change... Went through... I learned from previous rides, changing the chamois was... You got to do that. So I changed those multiple times, and I was actually even washing them and drying them.
I think Travis learned. I think he said he only changed once in the 24 hours, and he said that was a huge mistake.
Yeah, I was actually pair of shoes and socks, multiple socks, and I rotated between shoes.
Even socks.
Yeah,
how I guess you're sweating down to them.
Hands were like towels, just trying to dry those out.
Yeah, how much did those hurt?
Yeah, they heard a lot. What I kind of, you call it cheating, but not really. But you're climbing, so it's a strange thing to do. But I put aero bars on.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it's an odd thing to do because you're technically climbing and you got aero bars on, but it helps take the pressure off.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and actually at one point I think I was sleeping. My head on. I just put a bunch of pillows on there. And
Still pedaling.
I think Bradford, the one guy for the Hustle, he said he put aero bars on and he said his hands were so swollen. I think he said his feet were so swollen he couldn't even have his cycling shoes on at one point.
Oh, wow. I didn't have that problem. But I was able to get off. And those 10-minute breaks, it turned into about every hour and a half. I was able to take a break.
Crazy.
You're
on a trainer, though.
You're on a trainer. So, you've got both ends of it. It's different. It's challenging in different ways.
So people yell at me if I don't ask. What was the setup? Did you have two fans, one fan?
I had two fans. Two fans, the aero bars, 30, because you've got to make sure your trainer, so they're pretty picky on how your setup is, and your trainer has to be set up to 100% difficulty.
Okay.
So, I know everyone's like, well, just turn it to 50, it's like putting a bigger cassette on, but I actually put a bit bigger on. I think I went with a 32 I had on there.
Okay.
Set. Yeah. Next line. So, yeah. But the problem ends up being you're still spinning. I think I averaged like 60 RPMs the whole ride. Yeah. Oh. So your knees are pretty. They're pretty battered.
Slow, actually. Yeah. But it's not long.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
What's the next day looking like after that?
Next day, I started at noon. I got on a little early. I think I started at 10 and finished at noon. Just did that so I could kind of have a bit normal. Like kind of they do in the 24 hour, right? You know, finish at a decent time that you're not. I started in the morning. I have to go through the whole next day of being awake.
Right.
It was pretty normal. I don't know. I wasn't too. The next day after that, hurt. But
and obviously supportive other half to
very supportive other half. Yeah.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah, she actually so supportive they left for the day. That was needed. My son's 3.5, going on 4 soon, and running around in your mental game when you're doing that, you can kind of go squirrely at times and not be the most pleasant person to be around.
Not exactly a father.
So they left for a little, but yeah, they were great.
That's called a relationship hack, by the way, right? So you can't fight if you're not in the same house.
Exactly.
Right? So,
yeah.
Boom.
I did a 2-hour. My buddies, because it was during COVID, I did it. My buddies set up, they had a house party app, and it's like 8 guys can get together on the app, and they would all, I didn't do it much with them, but they would get together and drink on the weekends, and all have their things set up at their house. So I actually jumped on a call with them for 2 hours. So they're sitting around pounding beers, and I'm drinking, or I'm riding my bike. Drinking water. So.
So. Got a question. Why? Why did you do it?
I don't know. Well, because I did it once. I was like, oh, geez, it'd be cool. And I looked at, like, the Hall of Fame, and there wasn't many people that had doubled it at the time. Now it's crazy because we weren't able to race. So, I mean, people's, you know.
You say not many. How many had double
ever? There was only a handful of guys that had done it at that point.
But now you think there's lots?
No, there's quite a few. Some people went insane. Like, some guys have done it 4 times in a ride.
No.
Whoa. Yeah, 72 hours. I haven't looked in a long time.
72 hours?
That's nuts.
Yeah. That's I haven't looked in a while. But
so
you
slept, though?
There was, I think I was like maybe at the end of it, like 6th or 7th on the leaderboard for the.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Congratulations,
man. For the height, like
that's
the total
awesome.
Altitude. Yeah.
That's cool.
Crazy.
So I don't know really why. Why did we do a lot of things?
Yeah, that's true.
It's the challenge. It gave us something to talk about today.
A motivator. Yeah. You read about it, or there was something that was like, I gotta do that.
No, I just think I'm always looking for that extra little.
It's not that
something that
purpose,
not many people have done. So, and it was something that, you know, no one else had really. I knew I couldn't compete in like these longest, the longest distance. Ridden in a ride, like I'm not built for that, like a 24-hour time trial, but hey, I can suffer and just pedal.
You're relentless.
Yeah,
I'm relentless. I can do something.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, so yeah, just keep pedaling. Yeah. People wonder this, like, why would you do
that's
it?
A very cyclist thing, so yeah, there's not really a why. It's like, yeah, you're in cycling, you're probably relentless.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah.
Let's ask the sort of other half of Brendan's life is outside. Would you do a real Everesting outside?
Yeah, so that's something I will attempt eventually.
That just sounds better.
Yeah, because I've got the indoor once, twice.
Yep.
Now, like, hey, I'll go outside. Now it's just kind of picking a road, because I don't want to do a road that someone else has done already.
Okay.
A little picky now.
Yeah, there are parts of the challenge that, you know, you get different badges for doing...
It's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and then gravel and then road.
You claim the hill.
Yeah, you claim the hill.
That's hilarious.
So I know Adam Hill's done that one gravel, and he wouldn't recommend the Cream of Creamore. He wouldn't recommend that. I heard him talk about it, that it's just...
He said he couldn't relax.
Too many kilometers.
Like how you virtually were relaxing on the downhill. He was doing close to 80K on loose gravel.
Yeah.
And he started out thinking he was going to be drinking on the way down and eating on the way down.
But that's a shock.
It's doing it on the way up.
Yeah.
Was it the was that the start of Tourist Moor? I don't know if you guys are familiar, but like that heading out of Creemore, heading west up the escarpments, like a really long bench. You just kind of keep.
I think
up
so.
And
yeah,
up.
That sounds like
it.
Oh,
that's painful.
Gravel.
How long did he do that for?
13, I think.
13
hours.
It was over 13 hours.
40.
So this is
44. Yeah.
On gravel.
Oh, only one.
Yeah, but on gravel. And it's Adam Hill.
44 trips up that hill.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't want to short it, so he went over.
I see you're an avid.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to keep pedaling. Once you hit that number, just...
Well, you should talk to Mr. Watson, because he's pegged out a
I know,
hill for himself.
I heard him say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Get to it before him.
Yeah, do you have any in mind? That I guess maybe it's top secret, but
I actually don't have any in mind, because I haven't really. So I've kind of the double Simcoe was first, and I don't like to think about the next one until I've completed.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think definitely trying the hill. I think Andrew tried out a couple hills. Hill, obviously, he had some friends peg out a hill that they said was pretty good. Yeah. I think it's pretty pretty key to scout it out ahead of time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get out.
You only have to do it once then.
Yeah.
You know, so you might as well.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
You know, before you go all in.
Would you go gravel or?
That's the thing. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to depend. I'm open. I'm open-minded. Maybe both.
Well, and Adam said when he went and tried it, no, yeah, that doesn't count.
Doesn't
so
count.
Will's been just motioning, doing the boomerang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Find
yeah
a valley in
like Horseshoe Valley.
Oh, yeah. Up and down.
Oh, no, that has to be anywhere near safe.
Yeah, Horseshoe Valley.
You, yeah, so if you, this is if you're going for record, who's the regulator of the Everest thing? It's there's a group.
It's called the Hell's 500.
Hell's 500.
Yeah.
And one of the rules is you have to use a verified segment, and you can't do the like boomerang where you've got
back
a horseshoe
and
just use the momentum.
Sort of.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
okay,
it's got to be the same one, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Well, good luck, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, hey.
Yeah.
Got all year.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's the year to do it.
It's the year to do
yeah
stuff like
yeah
this.
Yeah. 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 Sure. Crazy, man. Yeah.
COVID, the year
crazy
of distance.
It's funny. There's no way in hell I'm gonna do that. But now I'm thinking, like, what's a good hill? Cause you
yeah
do
hey,
like the
you
grade,
got some.
You want the grade, right?
Hit me up.
Yeah. Too steep. It's
too steep.
You're dead.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
You
yeah
should already know, man.
I should already.
You should
I'm
already
Mr. Cycle Simcoe. I should
believe
have it all up
yeah
here, shouldn't
wow
I?
I'm
oh,
like,
sorry, I'm embarrassed.
Wow.
We'll let it out of the podcast.
So you're not gonna do the one? What's the segment called? The steepest. Steepest climb in Oro, or whatever
steepest
it is.
Hill in Oro? Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, with the railroad tracks at the
yeah
bottom? How
yeah
about no?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Is that
I have
also
to
a
almost,
badge to just hit something?
Like, if I'm on, like, a chill ride, I almost have to zigzag that hill to get up that without going.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I avoid that thing.
Oh, you mean
God
you just go around it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah,
that's
good,
exactly.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone. I mean, maybe there is someone who loves that hill. I don't.
Well, I'm sure. Who holds the?
I think someone's
who has
done
the,
it a ridiculous amount of times already. By the way,
who has the com on there?
I think Eric did it already like a million times.
Oh, really?
Johnson?
No,
or
no, V-Dub. I was thinking V-Dub.
Oh, probably.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it sounds up to
that. You think? But. You think he?
I know someone's went out and done it like too many times already. I remember
wow
someone telling me, and I was like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
How are his knees?
Yeah.
Those are the first
yeah
two questions.
That was mine,
yeah
was
no,
my
one
knees.
Question.
That's what really I paid wow the price on the double of
was. Were you lifted for a bit, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that low grind cadence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
how you do it to the knees.
Yeah.
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 So.
Like
especially,
how many days?
Yeah.
How many days did you not ride?
Well, I think I took like 3 or 4 off then. Yeah, not
no
enough.
No judgment here.
No, not enough. Like I always
not enough
have that. No.
What road is the steepest one on? Eighth?
Is that eighth or?
Yeah, it's the eighth.
Yeah.
Eighth?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like some graffiti of some eyes at the top of it. It's pretty sick. But like, once again, no reason to go over there.
That's amazing, dude.
Like the way down, you're gonna hit train tracks and like nearly die.
Oh
the
yeah.
The way up, you're gonna like you know nearly die.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, sure.
You know, no reason. But you already
let's
know
see
that.
Let's see
what
we
yeah
have
here.
Look,
I know that. I love this. Marks.
Noah,
just for everyone
okay
listening.
So KOM for steepest climb in Oro is Noah Sims
oh
at a minute 30.
Of course it's Noah.
A minute 30.
He's so tough.
Oh, this is an interesting
sure
top three we have. Noah Sims, Davide Fertini.
Classic.
Brendan Matheson.
Who's your guest on three?
Me.
Will Elliott.
No.
Tristan Spur.
Hey!
Tristan, shout
actually
out to the Crank
okay
and Sprocket.
So, in a little history
true
there.
Isn't
Tristan
that sponsor unreal?
Spent a year, like, just, he just, I think maybe he had, he just wanted to get fast, right? And
yeah
he started training. He went to France. He lived in what? France for a little
get
while.
Get out of here.
What? And he just rode every day. And he came back, and he was so fit. It was like, who are you, this guy? And we did the brewery to brewery ride. And Tristan gets out in front of me. And I was pretty fit at the time. And Tristan gets out in front of me, and we do science sprints, as you know. And Tristan goes, okay, I'm going to go out in front, and just, like, I'll pull you, and then you can attack and get that science sprint. It was like this. We know he kind of made an ally there. So he starts pulling. He pulled away from me. He just rode away. He was so fit. I was in like a lead at the time, and he's like, "Yeah, stay on my wheels." Gone. Yeah, I'm not surprised he's
awesome
third. That's
yeah
awesome.
I heard. Good I man heard the I heard he was quick.
Oh, yeah.
Day. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, super strong.
Tristan, we need to get you out of retirement.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, like, one more segment that I know we, like, crushed. And, like, I was, like, confused when I saw him on it. Like, it was this, the Moonstone one. It's that steep one up beside Moonstone, like the Mount St. Louis. I think it's seventh line, yeah. Ooh, I remember I went up it once, and then I saw it was his name, and I'm just like, did he, like, pass a Garmin? Yeah. I'm like, how did he kill me? Like, I'm destroyed. I'm just like, how did he do this?
Yeah.
Like, I was younger. Like, I wasn't actually that fit when I did it. So, like,
sure,
I was, like,
sure, still.
Huge, huge junior ego. Yeah. So I'm like, how did he beat me? But it was this year he went to France, ego. Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You crushed my soul.
Yeah.
I was just like, what am I doing?
I kind of feel sorry, Tristan, I gave that up. It was probably your big secret.
Yeah. He's just casually that fit.
Poor guy's not here to...
What's that?
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, shout out to Red Lion Brewery for hooking us up with some beers for the podcast today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the refreshments.
Delicious.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Well, I'd love to talk a little history here. Can we a little history
Please.
Lesson? So, Will.
Oh, no.
I was his first coach.
Oh, okay.
When you were, what, 14?
Yeah. Maybe even younger.
13?
13, maybe.
And, like, I don't want to say I'm a mentor. Maybe a father figure?
Father figure.
Right? Am I... is that too far? Or do you think that's pretty
accurate?
Let me just
think of, like, the one quote I can think of right now. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds about right.
That is the Brennan perfect. Quote from his training.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It was more of a fun training, coach.
Yeah. I never taught
First coach.
I never taught you guys anything because it was you, Adam Jameson, and Pete DeSera, and... There was, you know, that nervous energy in a pack, you know, someone's about to sprint, you don't know who.
And what age are we talking?
Like,
what do you think?
13.
13, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like this.
Too young.
And so I'll be like, okay, guys, we're going to ride up the hill here. Once we get to the top of the hill, we're going to stop the single track and we're going to talk, you know, talk about the training or whatever. Probably give myself too much credit. I probably
I was
going to
say you had some, right?
That's pretty organized. That's right?
Organized.
That can't be right. That can't be right. But anyway, so I'd say, you know, we're going to ride easy up this section.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one of you guys would shift, and all of you just sprint away, just attack each other.
I'm just going to say it's probably not me, but, like, I'll follow.
Yeah, I taught you everything you guys knew.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job with,
like,
that core group of guys there.
Yeah, that's a huge core group of guys.
Yeah, and I take 100% credit for every single one of them.
Yeah, look at where they've got.
I didn't have a single coach after him.
Yeah, you didn't need it.
No, I didn't need it.
Didn't need it. Yeah, totally. I'm taking over.
No, I'll give you some history. My first exposure to ever hearing Will's name.
Oh no.
And you're wearing the hat, which is appropriate, was at Centurion.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I had a power meter at that time. But I was going with the lead out. This was on probably the last day, I think it was a 3-day thing.
Yeah.
There was, like, a time trial, then there was, like, the 80K and then the 40K.
Okay, yeah.
And
probably hill climb throw
it was
in
just
there
a,
for some reason as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So the 40K was just, like, an out and back. It was up pretty up towards there and then back.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the lead out, I'm with Kevin White and a couple other people. And we're doing 50K an hour. And we're getting dropped. And I say to myself, is 50K an hour sustainable? Not for me. Definitely not for me.
Sure.
So I peel off and I said, thank you very much. I'm just going to try and survive. And as I'm going along, start the climb, I see, and there's other people on the road because it's not a closed course. And I see two bikes coming back and and they're all alone. And I thought, oh, no, they're not with Centurion. Then they get a little closer. No, they're with Centurion. There's nobody in sight.
Cool.
Will, would you like to fill in who that was?
That was actually, like, I think that was my younger brother. Yeah, I was.
And?
Yeah. I was, like, trailing behind.
Yeah.
Although I could see Richie being up front, too.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. No, there was a bigger guy, and then a little guy tucked in behind.
Yeah. Me and Rich actually soloed that.
Did
kind
you?
Of. I guess it doesn't really count as soloing.
That was actually
together,
you and your brother. It was his brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Oh,
please,
that's cool.
Please correct me. I heard legend was that once the... I don't even think you guys got to the climb.
No.
You guys just booked it.
Like... Yeah, so I was like, Richard, like, follow me. And then, like, there was just a little slinky, and then the momentum switched, and I was like, well, this is when I go.
Yeah.
And then me and Richard just flew by everyone, and nobody tagged it, and it was over. It was literally over. I got like probably a kilometer of like flat with Richard so I could get a little bit of a gap. And then we actually made the gap bigger on the hill. And I was like, oh.
Okay. Wow. Was that strategy going into the race?
Yeah, Richard was upset because he like flatted or something in the race before.
Okay.
And my mom's like, hey, like you should like go and race this with Richard tomorrow. And I was like, okay.
Big brother. That's so good.
I'll go. And I show up and I'm like, you know, there for fun. And I'm like, oh, this is when I go. And then I went and I was like, oh no. I'm actually doing this.
So who did you sprint for the finish? The two of you?
Yeah, he beat me. Yeah, he beat me.
Wow, but did you do most of the work?
Yeah. I averaged like, I think 350 for an hour.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was.
And
no, don't quote me. Look at the file. Don't look at the file even. But Richard held on to that.
That's
which
crazy.
Was crazy because he's like 15.
How yeah. Was he 15 at the time?
He was 15.
That's
he
was crazy.
There was physically a difference. Because yeah. I saw them coming down the hill and I was like, yeah. Oh, it's, you know, because like I'm far away.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, it's maybe like a father and son coming down. Because there's like yeah. a noticeable
oh,
size
yeah.
difference coming down
difference.
The hill.
That's so good.
And yeah, then yeah, as yeah. I got closer, I was like, nope. That's too young, guys. It's too young, Bucks. Just giving her.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. You know what's amazing about that is so we were doing a Tuesday night group ride, and Richie was out there, and I was giving him the gears, and all of a sudden, halfway through, he comes ripping past me on a climb, and he just slowly looks over at me, and he goes, hey, Brendo, is that the wind, or is that you breathing? And then just drops me. It was amazing. I was so crushed, but so impressed at the same time.
Just, oh, he turned me, and he went faster.
Yeah, it was so good.
I'm talking enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Rich, yeah, you can have it. And he just immediately sprinted. He immediately sprinted, like right when we got a kilometer to the line. And he just sprints, and I'm just like, no, no, like, wait, we'll go across together. And he's like, oh, okay.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we both get the celly together instead of him leaving me.
Yeah.
After I pulled, like, for I don't know how long, half the race.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool, man.
Won't even let you get
yeah,
the photo.
Yeah, yes. Right up the roundabout, like, just tries back. To leave me. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, you at least want to go across as a half wheel. Like,
yeah.
Be in the frame.
Yeah, totally, exactly. Yeah.
I'll back up a bit by like.
Yeah. Slumped head in the background at least.
He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget who I talked to after that race, but they were in the lead, or sort of the second group behind, And they fully admitted, they're like, we didn't think they could hold it. We just thought they're going to burn out. We'll catch them. No big deal.
Sure.
No. That gap was huge.
Yeah, I think it got out to like a minute at least.
Oof.
Yeah. And there's some heavy hitters in that race. Like,
oh, no. Like, PJ, local legend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's...
JP.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
There's plenty of good guys out there always.
Sure.
There's always good guys going to the Centurion. It's fun.
Yeah.
There's like 3 races in a weekend. People don't pass that up.
Couldn't get organized like the Elliott brothers.
Oh, to try and get it back?
Yeah.
I wouldn't try that.
Yeah.
So we're working together.
That's right,
yeah.
Speaking of working together, what did you guys get up to this last week?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the double Simcoe loop. We did her twice in one ride.
You're saying it as if other people do that, like all the time.
I was just going to say that, actually.
Yeah.
Like
the double Simcoe loop, yeah.
I shouldn't say
people's
like that.
Backs
yeah.
Don't
we did
like
the Simcoe loop twice in a day.
So I designed that loop as a multi-day cycling tour.
I told people that.
And you just did it twice in one day.
Yeah, it was
320K or more? Did you?
Yeah, it was a bit it was a bit less. We didn't quite link the loop. We tried to avoid. I couldn't avoid Barry because of where I live.
Yeah.
But for Will's sake, he lives downtown, so.
Right.
We didn't link the whole loop, but like I didn't link it all together either. But
okay.
It was simply just to try to stay out of traffic and.
Yeah. Oh, so
it worked great.
What did you do then?
We turned around at the top of. My dad actually met us at the top of Ann Street.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so we turned around there and then had, instead of going up Ann Street North.
Yeah.
Or Ann Street. It's not north at that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you went clockwise and then you went counterclockwise.
We went counter.
Okay.
And then
we went counter. Yeah,
we went counter. Then we went clockwise.
Yeah.
And
to finish it off.
Right when we got to counter, like the finish of counter, we actually hit 150. And like the weekend before, I didn't do 300 on purpose. just to make fun of a few guys.
Oh, yeah.
On this ride. And then I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to do 300 this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I look down at the car, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I think I ended up being like 315.
Yo, you went by. Yeah, you went farther than me.
Yeah, just due to the fact that where I live.
Where you live.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Did you stop a lot?
No, we were pretty... So, we had a bit of a screw-up at the beginning. I told Will the night before. I texted him everything that I had. Tire, or tubes, pump. Mm. What else did I say? I had a Camelback on, so I had quite a bit of hydration with us.
Yeah, and
food.
I took sunscreen a few
things. Sunscreen, some chamois butter. Well, then I meet up with him, and we're riding. I'm like, oh, Will, you got a road bike with road tubes. I'm like,
yeah. What do you think I was
gonna ride? Yeah, what do you think I was gonna ride? I haven't rode the loop this year. I didn't know it's in. By the way, it's in great shape. I didn't know it was in that good a shape that you could run a road bike on it. So I've got tubes for my cross bike. Like, yeah, 35 C2.
He proposes the loop and he doesn't even pre-ride it, and I'm just like, what do you mean?
So the whole first lap, I had a bag. Like, I had my dad meet us at the top of Ann Street.
Sure.
And with him in my garage, I set aside everything. Food, water, a toolkit.
Sure.
Pumps, you name it, tubes.
Yeah.
I expected a flat or two. Knowing that I was going to need two different size tubes.
Okay.
Yeah. But luckily,
so we did the whole first loop with no tube for Will. And we met my dad, who then we were able to get a tube. I had a road tube in my kit just in case we ran into a lot of flats.
Okay, so that's smart. You had like a whole backup.
I had a whole backup, everything. I tied it.
And then I flatted.
Yeah.
And then I flatted.
I flatted too on the way. We both flatted.
He flatted first, by the way, on the gravel bike. So, I don't know. I'm going to say,
points for road? 10
points for road.
Yeah, for sure.
It might be more of a road ride.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. I mean, you flatted he was on my wheel, so when he flatted, we were rolling pretty tight.
Okay.
But
I have no idea when you flatted, so it's like whatever.
And what was your average speed, by the way?
That first lap was like over 32.
It was 30.
But that's fast.
Yeah.
That's crazy fast.
The first lap we were really going. That way, though, I
think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the second lap we kind of both cracked a bit coming.
Still average 31, basically.
Yeah.
So
no, but or
that's
like,
not cracked.
That's not cracked.
But Aurelia home, that is the worst part. Like, that's where I was really trying to figure that route out on how to do it. I didn't want to do it clockwise and have to do Aurelia to Barry twice back-to-back.
Right.
Especially at that point in the ride.
Yeah.
But, again, then you had to do it when you're on the way home for the final.
The Aurelia to Barry section is mentally crushing. Because you're just counting the concession lines down
you're
the whole time.
Didn't even know where I was.
Kills me.
Where I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was dying.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, which one am I on? And I'm like pulling behind him. And he's like, at one point we were going to a false flat. I didn't know it. And I'm like, Mark, like, I think I'm dying. And you're like, it's false flat. And I'm like, I was like, thank God.
Like, I personally,
I had no power.
Sure,
I had no idea. I was like, I think I'm dying.
Yeah.
I learned from, I think it was Watson, I don't put speed on my Garmin.
Okay.
I don't look at it. Yeah. So I never, in any ride, ever am looking at speed because that is mentally draining. So you hit a false flat, now you're at 27, and you're going, now you think you're cracked, but you can't tell that it's a false flat, and that's what happened to Will. I don't know if he didn't even have a Garmin,
No, I have my Garmin on me, but like, it's one of those touchscreen ones, and I put it in my back pocket like the day before, and I deleted everything. I reset it by accident, and I'm like, I'm not putting the sensors back on ever.
Sure.
I literally don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, whatever, this Garmin's gone.
Yeah.
So, I just, I've been looking at speed for, like, the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, an absolute master.
Yeah.
Looking at 30 kilometers an hour, hopefully, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like, a whole 30, right? No.
Yeah.
So, that was so silly. Crazy. Like, whatever.
But, yeah, it was,
So, did you guys stop? Do you have any, like,
so
coffee stops?
What do we have for stops? We had the two flats.
Basically.
The stop where my old man met us.
Yeah.
And we actually turned, it was Will's idea. I had flatted, but it was a slow leak. And where were we? Penetang or Midland? We stopped at that.
We flatted. And, you flatted like a little bit before Penetang. And I was just like, ride it, and we're going to stop. We're going to stop at the Circle K up here. Because,
top
like,
of the climb.
Top
on
of the
Main
climb
Street.
There. Yeah. So I flatted. I flatted somewhere. I don't know what I got, maybe a piece of glass or something in the tire, but
yeah, it was something.
Yeah, something stupid. So rim. I was able to ride it for a while, so yeah. I rode it there. We turned the one stop into, he went in, grabbed.
I ripped into the store, he fixed the flat, like, pretty yeah. quick, and we were on our way. Like, yeah. to be honest, we really needed to stop anyways.
I think so, yeah.
Like, I was dying.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, and then I got a Red Bull in there. And
yeah, two Red Bulls, yeah. yeah.
We waited to get the wings going, yeah. but, you know.
It was almost, those, yeah. yeah, it was almost like, and not many, well, you don't Swift very much. None of you guys really do, but anyway.
No.
In Swift, you've got those power-ups.
Right.
Okay, and Will comes out of there with the Red Bulls. I'm like, oh, man, this is kind of like a power-up. When do we use it? So, like, I think we were just before Aurelian. Like, Will pulls it out of his back pocket. And by the way, he had so much stuff. He had, like, three bottles in the back, like, in his jersey.
Oh, that's yeah. you're such yeah. a roadie. Yeah. That's so amazing. That's awesome.
I had the Camelback yeah. on and everything. Yeah, yeah. And then he pulls the Red Bull out. And I'm like, is it time? And then we both put those back. We probably shouldn't have done that. We probably should have strategized that.
I crashed so hard.
We probably should have went one, and then when the other guy was falling off,
yeah.
I went with mine, and then oh, yeah. or vice versa.
Yeah, because it can't happen.
Instead,
it
we were
happen.
Fighting for the front,
yeah.
and we were both just way too jazzed.
Yeah.
And, like, I went on the front, and I was holding a steady yeah. pace, then you just came out of nowhere
yeah.
and came flying by me at one yeah. point. And I'm just like, oh, I think the Red Bull kicked in.
yeah.
And I'm like, he's yeah. using all of the jet fuel right now.
And then that
we're, 15, like, outside of Aurelia still.
I think it was, like, 14, 15, as you're coming up to, there's that, it's not even a, it's a hill on that rail trail. You can
I know
see
exactly
it.
Where
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, that 15 was to 14, yeah. that's like where I was
that
dying.
Part.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I always recommend doing it counterclockwise if you're just doing it once like a civilized individual.
Yeah.
Because
even once isn't that great.
I know. So, yeah.
It's
so,
too much.
So much.
And I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
And I've always done it clockwise. But after doing it counter,
all day,
yeah,
all
it was the better way to do it.
Totally. And you're yeah. right, just because of that Oro section, because you've done 100 and, you know, 10K or whatever when you, or 20K when you've hit Aurelia, and then you still have that extra little bit. And so you're kind of dying a little.
Yeah.
And then you have that false flat, but then you're counting concessions and you're like, I must be on 9
so
and you're on 14 or, you know, or whatever, right?
Let's keep chirping the rail trail that year here.
What's that?
Let's keep chirping the rail trail real quick.
Yeah, yeah. But it's amazing. You're going to, listeners, you're going to love it. It's a great time.
It
except
is
for
in
that
very
whole part.
Good shape.
Except for that part.
That whole
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
They've it's done like, a really good
what's
job
that,
on
what's
it.
What's that? Was that 30
Mary Hughes from Oro Medonte. It's Love Your Section of Trail. So great.
But that's what kind of messes with you in Oro when you're coming that way.
Yeah.
You start hitting some double concessions.
Yeah.
And you, because you're. Mm-hmm. Every concession, and then you hit some doubles. I think what 8? There's no go through.
No, right.
So then you're like, man, this one seems so long.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. then 7-5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh my god, this is never gonna end.
Totally. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's killer.
It's killer. Nice when you're trying to keep the pace up, so you don't have to stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, it
yeah.
gets a little relentless in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So okay, again, why? Why?
It's not a good question. Yeah. I already said that.
I know, but I had to ask. I got to know. I thought maybe.
I had. I think I had it in my head. I was going to do that. I think while I was double Everesting, I was like, yeah, Simcoe Loop twice. I'm going to do that this summer. So, like, I had
while
it in my head
in
that
box.
I was going to. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I could do this some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could use some more pain.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought of it up, and I was like, I want to double it. Nobody had done it before. At least I knew that I'd known of. So
in the middle of doing something no one else does.
Yeah.
And, you know, what else could I do?
And it was seemed, jeez, it was it actually cut. Came down to the fact that I went through that Reggie Ramble. There was a 300 and, or I forget how many kilometers that race is out in.
I think it's a double, Imperial. Century, isn't it? So it's like 320.
Yeah, something big. And I wanted to yeah. do something big on that weekend that the race was supposed to be.
Okay.
So, and I didn't really want to start figuring out a gravel route. Like, I was like, huh, I know, perfect route. It's flat.
Yeah.
No climbing.
I'll it's go fun. It's
and
a good
then
route.
I was out with a ride with Will.
Yeah.
And I told him about my ideas. Like, mm-hmm. We were talking. I told him about the double Everest. He's like, oh yeah, what else you got going? I'm like, well, I want to try the Simcoe Loop twice. Like, yeah, I'll do that with you. Like, didn't even really have to ask him. He's just doing. But then Will's idea was
a little deranged.
Yeah, it was a little deranged. It was.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
tell
yeah.
what you wanted to do. How
well,
you wanted to do it.
Well, like, I wanted to do it this weekend, and it was the buck moon. It's a full moon, and I was thinking, why don't we do it at night
yeah.
with the full moon?
Yeah.
And we rip it when, like, you know, no one's out there.
Yeah.
We need to put you in touch with Adam DiBiasio.
Oh, yeah?
He has a mind for the twisted.
That's you're right. That one. Hey, let's go. That's right up his alley.
It's totally up. He asked me. He's like, hey, what do you think about doing a night ride from, like, Barrie to Coldwater? And we'll just leave a vehicle at the other end. We'll go fully in the dark.
Did a loop.
Yeah.
Did a loop. Do it.
Will
join?
Yeah. Will. Yeah. He wanted to do it twice at night. I'm like, I'm riding with him. He's telling me this. I'm like, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to just do it during the day first.
There's conversation about it.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't we just up the ante?
How many Red Bulls did you have when you found that? Yeah.
And then I messaged him because I don't really like to. I was committed to it, and I had a date that was just floating. I just knew, and weather has been great lately, but I knew I could really do it at any time. I was on holidays. Yeah. So I messaged him, I think, Friday, and we were leaving Monday. I wanted to do it on a weekday because of traffic.
Yeah, he's like, Monday sucks. Why don't we just make it worse?
I was worried about pedestrians, traffic, so that's why I did it on a weekday.
How was it? Because with COVID, trails have been so busy.
That's why it was a weekday. And the only
section that sucked was Midland.
Midland.
Because it's so nice.
Yeah.
It sucked because it's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it's paved.
Yeah, the Tayshore Trail.
Yeah, it's one of the few sections that's paved.
I tossed a bell on.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to help out a bit. And then definitely had to do it during the week. You could not do that and be respectful of people and not trying to scare them.
Sure. Because we've talked about doing a little one-day race or something on it. You can't do it, right? Because there's so many stop signs and so many pedestrians.
The danger factor.
At night. We'll talk about it at night again.
Like, you could try a Strava segment. I know. I think Watson, every time I go by this one spot, it pops up my Garmin. Watson's got a segment started for the loop.
Oh, does he?
Well, he must, because he holds it, and it starts in a really random spot.
For the entire loop.
Yeah, he has it.
But that's the key thing with Strava segments.
It depends on where you start and finish.
It has a fixed start point.
No one starts where he went.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you start it in a random spot, you'll own that forever.
You're going to own that, yeah.
You got to, like, start it, like,
Meridian Square.
If someone, like,
goes out and, like, actually goes for it,
you start
it
downtown.
What if
we
did that?
Watson has his start up on, I think it's...
Why?
Is it Rainbow Valley Road? Where is that?
That's a good spot. That's like
out of Phelpson. Yeah, where the Phelpson.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Watson starts, and it's counter. I believe it's counterclockwise.
Of course.
I just know I was right on
there. It is.
Yeah.
That's the way.
So you could race it that way.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty, like, there's a lot of stops. And
oh, so many.
Yeah.
You go through Barrie then?
Yeah, Barrie and people just blasting.
There's some stuff up at the north end, and you kind of go across, like, you're on the rail trail, but there's a lot of streets that come across.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
To your point, if it's at night, you could at least see headlights going.
Yeah, that's why I basically said it. I was like, if we want to get segments, we should go at night, and then we can just rip right through.
Still a terrible idea.
Like a
terrible idea.
This is why I try to talk about my rides, because, like, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get someone killed.
Yeah.
I think it is probably faster to do it at night.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just, like...
Just helps. Watch for gates.
There are a couple that you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and then it's kind of washed out too.
Yeah,
and if you can't see that, then you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And then rocks and you know, deers. Lots
of things. Oh, there's a lot of issues.
I've come back. I dropped my car up in Aurelia for service, and I came back, and it ended up being fully in the dark. And I think I passed. Or I saw three coyotes on my route, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know how cool that is.
Have some music.
Yeah.
It's kind of way.
I finished it in the night one time. I came home from a week up at a cottage, and I had it in my head when we got home. I wanted to go on a long ride, so I got home, and I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go for a ride. I went and just did the Simcoe Loop, and I finished that in the dark.
How much of it?
Probably a few hours of it.
No lights.
No, I knew. I left late.
Yeah.
This is going to be bad. But I was like, I think I tried smashing it by myself, I came home super
wrecked.
Yeah. My wife is just looking at me, and I walk in the door, and she's just shaking her head like, why do you do this?
Why, exactly? Yeah. That why question,
the why.
Right? Just don't ask it.
Useless word.
Yeah, you just do things.
Yeah.
Just for an update on timing of the rail trail loop, Adam Hill is now under 5 hours.
Is he?
I think he's 4:53 maybe.
Solo.
What did we do?
Solo. Well, we were around that, but there was two of us.
Right.
Adam did that by himself.
And sorry, what was
he? Oh, we still
again?
Did it pretty quick, right?
I think.
Oh, you guys blasted it! Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think our first loop was very close to Adam's time. I knew Adam was like sub 5 hours.
Twice. But you guys did it twice.
Crazy.
Yeah. But that first loop, I got to give it to Will, was pretty much Will. I remember starting out and we're just chilling. And I'm like, we hit the rail trail. He starts cranking off a bit. And I remember one point I'm sitting on his wheel and I look down. And I'm like, jeez, man. I was doing 270, 270 watts. And I'm on his wheel about like close. I'm thinking to myself, like, man, I can't hold 270 for. At that point, I thought when we started it was going to be a 12 hour day. That's what I had in my head.
Yeah.
I did
you
not.
You said race pace, though.
I did say race
pace. At the beginning, you said you want to do it race pace.
Yeah, that was my goal.
And I was like, I don't have power, but like I guess like 30-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's race pace, right?
Yeah.
Who's race pace? That's
a Will, we're not all pros like you.
That's a scary thing to throw out there. Yeah.
That's the thing. Will, like, okay.
Wait, you say like 30 behind me? Yeah. I was like doing the math in my head. 30 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
I had no power. I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah.
No, you had no clue.
You told me I was doing like 3-ish, and I was like, whoa, I need to slow down.
Yeah, I was just
I'm about to blow up.
I was thinking the day ahead of me here. Like, we're going to be a long one. I actually had to call my dad because I told him to be at the spot for
12 noon.
I'm thinking, okay, probably 6 hours to get there. We were like an hour early.
Maybe we got there at 11.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah.
We were starting to freak out. We were like, oh man, we need water.
We needed the water.
And I really need water. Like, I was stealing your water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled with the camel back.
Talking rest stops, did you guys have to stop and buy water and, you know, all that kind of stuff?
Once. Besides, obviously, his dad that we were just talking about. We stopped once, and we probably should have stopped one more time.
One more.
I was dying on the last legs.
There's that freebie stop at Elmville.
Elmville, yeah, that's what's kind of where I was wondering. Yeah,
we knew about it. It was kind of in a bad spot for us where we were, because we're meeting my dad at Ann Street. We knew we had water then, and then leaving there, we just
it's only 30k in.
Yeah, we just refueled.
Yeah.
So I was like, it wasn't needed. It was. Yeah. But then that second lap, we really started getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
We needed. I made it all the way home without water. Will's asking me. Well, just come to my house for get refuel from his place to mine. I'm like, if I get off my bike right now, I'm not gonna get back on.
Sure,
Then my dad ended up. That's why we saw him. He was going to meet us to give us water. He had started coming back the opposite way that we were coming.
Wow.
So then he met me at Sunnydale Park.
Been okay.
And he's giving me. He was like sitting in the feed zone there, throwing me bottles of water, so I was able to. Make it home on that. Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he loves that stuff.
That was so nice of him to be there.
Yeah.
Well, and you rode it with your dad last year.
I did it with my dad last year, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did it pretty quick, too.
Sweet.
He was happy with what we did it in, so.
That's cool.
That's all that matters, as long as you're happy.
Yeah. Awesome. Right on. Now you got to do it twice with him.
Yeah.
That's
not
as
into the.
Will can do support. He can show.
Yeah.
I'll feed bottles.
Yeah. Maybe we got to do a three times.
Yeah, he deserves
three,
it.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, is that I'll next?
Or I'm thinking the 24 hour challenge.
Three times?
How many kilometers can you crush on that in 24 hours?
Bro.
Bok. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
There's just no rest.
That's
like,
the thing, yeah.
You're
it's relentless
pedaling.
Challenging.
Yeah.
I tried up the ante and then he does this stuff. Right?
Yeah. No, there's no right. You're right with like, you can't get off the seat ever.
No.
That's okay. So, good point, actually, because I know whenever I ride the loop trail, it's my shoulders, my neck that hurts from because you're not moving, you're not climbing, so you're not standing and loosening your shoulders up or anything. You're like just sitting in one spot.
If I had done it by myself, I was doing aero bars. I told Will about the fact that there was two of us. I took those off. I scrapped that idea.
Yeah, thank God.
But I wouldn't do it with just
so
safety. Lame. But yeah.
This is the Jeff Kapush argument with...
it is, yeah.
Yeah, he had got into a big thing with the race formerly known as Dirty Kanza.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because guys were going out with aero bars, and he's saying, no, this is a race.
Yeah.
You can't have aero bars and be in a group.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, it's also just super dust.
Yeah, sure.
Just ruin the whole stuff.
But they do it. Like, there's some races around here. The Eager Beaver, I know.
Is it really?
Some
guys
boys
will...
rolling on aero bars. Yeah.
Really?
One guy did a really good tactic last year. You were in that race with me.
Yeah.
And he went with Camelback aero bars and blew the feed zone.
Yeah.
And
My buddy. Oh, jeez, I should know. I wasn't gonna throw James. James. His name is James.
Yeah.
We got it. Oh, we weren't gonna say his name. Why?
Well, I just didn't want to throw him. You know,
throw him under the bus.
Well, no, that's saying, good. Good strategy.
Did you throw him under the bus?
The arrow bars, the arrow bars, and the camelback, and then blasted the feed zone, and
whatever.
No one was able to.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if he won, though. No, because your other teammate won.
I wouldn't caught him. No, I caught him.
You caught him, but your teammate won,
Yeah,
right?
And then I double blew up.
Yeah. It's like,
I bumped so hard, and I was like, hey, man, you know, you guys got, like, a cliff bar?
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm dying. He's like, no way. He's looking at me like, I'm an idiot. And I'm just like, yeah. I am.
Like, you're like, I'm kind of desperate right now, so.
Like, I'll drop off, like. Just like, can I have it?
Yeah, can I have it though?
I'm sure he gave it to you though, right?
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I was
that's
too
gravel
far
racing
gone.
Though.
Oh, I was too far gone.
Would that happen to you in a road race?
No. They're like shorter.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I actually.
No, I mean, would somebody give you a clip? Would somebody feed you in a road race thing?
It depends where you are. I have one friend that feeds me all the time, like my buddy Alec Cowan. Like, I don't know if it's just because he doesn't want to put the food back in his pocket, but he'll eat half it and he'll be like, "Hey man, like, you want to finish this?"
Wow.
So, like, yeah, he's also just a good guy, though, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay,
yeah.
So we got to ask.
Yo.
You won a Belgian stage race, yeah?
We don't need to talk about that.
We need to talk about it.
Yes,
that's
do.
Huge. Yeah. You won a Belgian stage race, a pro road race, and you beat the cross guy, top cross racer.
Sweet.
Lauren Sweet, the Belgian
really?
Cross champion.
Get out of here.
He beat Lauren Sweet.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was like super pissed.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He also took a long time to take his pee break, just gonna say. I mean, it's not pee break, but his pee test at the doping control. Just saying.
I don't think
is this podcast big enough that that's like bad?
Is
that bad news?
We're not that big.
Yeah. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but this could be
archived.
Yeah.
There, that's the best cliff note you got.
Oh man.
Yeah. But that's huge. You won a Belgian stage race.
Yeah.
I've actually won two.
You've won two?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. What's the second one?
They're inner clubs, though. So they weren't UCI. They're like the league just below UCI racing.
With UCI racers.
Which, with like cross pros and like a bunch of guys that like shouldn't probably be there.
Yeah.
Just being real mean to me.
So good.
And you try to get into like the road pros and like all these cross pros just come down just to get ready for their cross races. And they're just like, yeah, let me just stomp on this race.
That's, so that's even cooler. That's more impressive.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's pretty impressive to beat other road pros too, but like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, I only know Lauren Sweet, man. Okay, so give me some
slack. I lucked out.
I'm a crass guy.
Yeah, I lucked out then.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, it was super sweet. Yeah, like, I think he was pretty shocked that I won. Because he won the year before, and he was just coming back just to clean up again.
Sure.
So,
and then Canadian boy.
Yeah, he was nice after the race.
Sure.
He took a second, but, you know.
That's all right. That's actually better.
I won by 4 seconds.
Ooh.
So good.
That's solid.
Yeah. And he won the last, like, three stages, by the way. He's a demon.
Yeah.
He just, like.
But who won the race?
Yeah, I did, though.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wow. That was such a wax. Wow. Terrible.
Well, that's amazing. Will's being humble, everybody.
Yes.
But that's super cool. Mm-hmm. Like, are you a stage race guy? Is that your thing?
Yeah, I really like that stuff.
Cool.
It just seems the most realistic to me.
Okay.
Because, like, to win on one day against 200 people just doesn't sound realistic.
Yeah.
Because, like, 1 in 200, probably not going to happen.
Sure.
But, like, by the sixth day?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if I play my cards right?
Sure.
And I'm really sneaky, maybe I'll win.
Yeah, that's
really
cool. And
that's my thing, yeah.
And that's interesting, too, because, like, you're doing these ridiculous, I'm going to call it ridiculous,
terrible.
Double loop
terrible rides.
Days. Yeah. So is it like you can just kind of suffer and just do it day after day? Like
obviously, like, in stage racing and any racing, it's all about not doing work. So, like, it's about suffering and training.
Sure.
And it's about not doing work in racing.
Okay.
Until you have to.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is easier said than done.
Yeah. I had a full team behind me.
Yeah.
Like, not gonna lie, we started with one less guy than we could have. I know. And we had a TTT in the race.
Should
I was just like, oh yeah, I'm peaking for this race. We don't have a guy. Oh, that's cool.
Brendo up. I would.
It'd be nice if we
there.
Could fill out the spots. But we had great time trials. We had a Derek G, and he's phenomenal.
Cool.
He's the track guy for us right now.
Okay.
So the track men's pursuit team.
Yeah.
Shout out. That guy was an absolute demon on the team. Obviously, Everett Walsh. Let me just say everyone real quick. William Boersma.
Cool.
Ed Burknick. Evan Burknick. Shoot, man. I'm messing it up. I'm falling over my words when I try and say their names, right?
You're getting
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. You're getting emotional.
And then, Thierry from Quebec.
Cool.
And we had a Quebec rider to make it bilingual.
Good for
you.
A
little fighter.
Good for you. True Canadian.
It was good. No, they did a lot of work, and we got it done.
That's awesome. That's super exciting. I think that's crazy.
Incredible.
And he would never talk about it unless you asked, right?
I wish he wouldn't have.
I'm glad I did.
Because then I went and messed up Evan's name. And now Evan's just like, yeah, nice, man.
Yeah.
He knew me for seven years.
Yeah.
Just blame the coach. Yeah. My coach's fault. Yeah. I still call myself his coach.
Yeah, that's cool.
Totally cool. I put you in my post for that race when I was doing social media and stuff.
Get out of here. Did you?
I did. I called out every single one of my coaches.
Called out.
That's a weird word to use. I shouted. Yeah. I said thanks.
You just said thanks to my coach.
Coaches.
I took that.
Coach.
Yeah. Thanks
because
to my coach.
The only coach, obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm like, hey, you're welcome for everything I taught you.
I just didn't do what you did, and I just kept doing what I did.
And it worked.
And it did what you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Even that was hairy.
Yeah, we'll get off this.
Maybe we need to get Will and Davide together so they can compare notes.
Totally. I have so many questions, but I won't because he's all humble.
Oh, well, Davide actually raced, world tour. That guy, he's more humble than me, in my opinion.
I would agree.
First of all, buddy won the baby Giro. So that is...
Didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Buddy's a demon. Yeah.
You know how good that is? Doesn't talk about it. That's the small Giro for getting into the pros.
That's crazy. That's insane.
There's a small Tour de France and there's a small Giro.
Yeah.
For guys coming up, and he won that.
Wow.
So think if he tried certain ways or changed his life different ways and maybe he'd be a Giro guy.
Yeah.
The actual Giro. Not that that wasn't amazing, as I'm saying, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, Davide, unreal rider. Barry guy, hilarious.
Yeah. I know. I love that.
Barry. what?
Yeah, of all places. Yeah.
Settles down in Barry.
We'll take him. Absolutely, we'll take him.
The highlight for me with riding with Davide, because obviously he was retired at that point, is out at the Barry Cross course. He had his fixed gear with the baby seat on the back, had the baby in the back... Hit the sand pit.
No.
With the baby?
Straight through.
Really?
Straight through. He nailed it.
Guy's a savage.
Oh, that is so much confidence. That is so much confidence.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Baby in the back. His wife
Davide
is not
likes
there.
To switch it up.
You know you're going to make it.
The wife is not
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, though. I mean, he did a diagonal, but
okay,
it was a solid
If you told me it was the one from...
End to end?
Well, end-to-end would have been pretty cool, but which year did you guys do the 90?
Any
the,
sort
UE?
Of chicane.
The UE? Oh, that was last year.
That was the memory.
Sure, you just
if Davide did the UE with the baby?
With the child?
Whoa.
I think he would have. You know what I think? I'm going to throw
no
it there.
No way
he
would have done it.
I think it's Italian parenting. I bet when Davide was 6 months, I bet he was in the back of a sand pit, for sure.
I think so. That's just
Davide told me for cross-training. One time I was riding with him. I've only ridden with him a few times, actually. But the one time he'd say, my old coach would say, stop wearing gloves close to the season and make the hands hard or something.
Really?
It was a little more broken up and, sounded way better. His accent of Canadian.
Everything he says is amazing.
It was always, I love it.
Yeah.
I love talking to him.
Yeah.
And, and then there's numb your hands and, break whatever is going on in them. And then, then you can't feel...
Crazy!
Oh, he's unreal.
Yeah,
but that's a real bike ride.
Yeah.
Well, to the point we were talking about it when we had him on, that he has a set of rollers in Italy that he said are parabolic now.
Oh my gosh! Riding so much,
he rode them so much they're parabolic.
Wow!
And some other kid would go and buy a new one.
Yeah. Well, because he was saying
now. Don't they buy them with the tape? Aren't they tapered? You don't
Davide
was ahead of his time.
Just ride them.
Can't fly off.
I tried to convince him next time he goes over to bring them back so we can Get them in some kind of Hall of Fame.
Right? Totally. Yeah.
Put them up in the Lisa Clutter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, podcast show has put out a bit of a challenge. So, I had Eric Van Wiesenbeck on. And we were talking about Joe Fortnum went out and rode what's now called the 100K TT.
Oh, We were actually talking about this.
I believe you gentlemen were talking about Brendan.
Yeah. Of course, Mark already told me about this. That's hilarious.
I don't think Brendan knows about this. But so Eric and another guy, Jason, I've forgotten his last name, they went out as a tandem.
Okay.
And they rode at an average of 33.8 for 100K.
Wow.
33. Joe Fortnum went out by himself and averaged 37.3.
Rig.
What?
Rig.
Yeah.
Yes.
For 100?
For 100.
Yeah. Crazy.
So,
can you say that number again?
Wow.
I already like.
I know. I saw when he did that. And I had to like double take. Like I had to wait for a couple days to see if that was solo. Ugh.
So
like, see if anyone else's files came up with him, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no, he did it. He did it solo. So Eric Van Wiesenbeck has put a challenge out, which the podcast show has now put this challenge out in Ontario. Team of four.
Yeah.
I would love to see photos of guys in four similar jerseys. So it looked like pro.
Sure.
But
TT Worlds. TTT
Eric,
Worlds.
Eric has a dream of his team 40K or more average. Which seems very doable if you got Joe going a solo for 37.
Yeah,
that's so doable.
Crazy.
But like still terrible.
2.5 hours. That's not a social ride.
No.
We clearly don't do social rides.
We didn't talk very much on our ride.
No.
No?
Not very much. It was kind of hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's the gravel.
Mostly.
It's hard to talk. He's saying stuff. What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Pretty, yeah. We talked more today than we did on that ride.
Oh, 100%.
So
yeah. 100%. It was mostly just breathing.
Breathing, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, for sure. Let's just control that.
And we were socially distancing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
obviously.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to hear who Eric else has, because it's going to be Eric and Joe for sure, and then two other guys. Like, Eric and Joe went out and crushed 400K 2 weeks ago, maybe?
400?
Yeah, everyone's going out and doing these ultra crazy.
Yeah, like I feel good if I get 100. Mm. Yeah. These guys are going to snipe in 400.
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That was awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers are nice and all, but like, you know, it's nicer to do like sick routes, I think, but.
Yeah,
400
is
pretty insane.
Wilson, the cool routes. Like.
Yeah,
400 is cool
though. You're asking about some dicey stuff.
What have you been doing?
The oven? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, what kind of cool? What's cool? What's cool right now? He's young, right?
I gotta hold on here. I was with Trevor on the weekend.
Oh no.
And Trevor told me he got a Snapchat from you.
When?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, jeez.
Okay,
yeah.
And it was you with maybe 10,000 lumens on your bike.
A few lights.
And you were heading out for a ride.
Did I send that to him?
He says he did.
I might have went out for another
What'd
ride.
What'd you do?
I wasn't gonna talk about it, to be honest. I wasn't posting things.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
Okay,
it's okay,
yeah.
Man. We won't tell anybody. You can just tell us. It's fine.
You're amongst friends.
You're in the trust tree right now.
I didn't really tell the parents about this one.
Okay,
yet.
You don't have to go there then.
Yeah, we'll stay
out of that. Yeah.
You
went for a night ride.
Yeah.
To the beer store and back.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Beer store. Family, come on.
Yeah.
Still in the
he already dropped it.
Jeez. I didn't go to the beer store. That's not what I did. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Like it was like a full moon. And I was like, man, it'd be kind of cool if like you went out and did like a ride during the whole moon, right?
Oh, yeah. Great idea. Yeah.
Right?
Because
I was already like, let's do the rail trail.
Yeah.
And I was already in my mind like, I'm going to do it. So I kind of went and did it.
Myself. You did it! Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, like I got a whole bunch of lights, so I was like safe. I don't recommend anyone doing this at all. But I rode all night, like 3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, from 8 till 4 or 5-ish.
Wild. Where did you do the loop?
No, I wouldn't do that. That'd be like some weird flex.
Oh, okay.
That'd be so terrible.
That's okay.
I'm like, I went and did it like twice now after.
No, it wouldn't be nice.
Said the guy that said he just wanted to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. The fact I could keep up with him, I was like, this is awesome.
No, I was dying. I couldn't do 300.
Yeah.
I did like two, three. I didn't even look at the file. I was so upset with myself after it. Like, right. I nearly threw up at 200K just from exhaustion.
Oh.
Like, I was just like, oh, wow, this was a terrible idea.
Sure.
I'm like 30K from Collingwood because I did it in Collingwood. And I'm just like, yeah, this is a bad idea. I'm just like chugging a Red Bull, just like, yeah, let's see if I can make it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a bad idea, actually. And I regret it.
Well, sorry for going there.
Fun.
You can blame Trevor for informing me.
No, it's fine. It was fine. Yeah. No, I made it
and
through it.
And you kept it dark. It was a dark file.
Yeah. I keep
both ways.
I've been trying to keep certain things dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep to myself, you know.
That's a cool ride. What else have you been doing that's cool? What's cool?
No, that was probably the coolest thing I've done.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was thinking about trying to get up to some cottages on some pretty crazy routes. Mark kind of talked me down from one.
Yeah, talk him down from one.
Yeah, because he actually works for CN Rail. And, oh man, once again, like, we just shouldn't talk about my ride ideas. They're just bad ideas.
All I'm gonna say is he's asking me about railway tracks and scheduling, and I.
Wow.
I'm like, when does the train come? Yeah.
So you want to ride rough tracks? Have you done that before?
No.
It's terrible.
That's why I asked him. I was like, hey, man, when do the trains come? And like, when's it not a busy day, maybe?
No,
dude, because even like the tracks, the North Simcoe Rail Trail, if you're doing the loop trail, you head northeast, but you can actually go left, so southwest on it, which pops out in like Utopia area.
Yeah.
Horrible. It's fun to ride. It's really fun.
Yeah.
But you actually have to jump up on the tracks for a couple hundred meters.
I haven't done it.
Worst. You should probably try that before you commit to this ride.
Maybe if you had the biggest tire a fat bike would take, maybe.
I was thinking
maybe.
Fat bike
maybe.
Might work.
But
right?
even then.
But
right.
once again,
no.
just a terribly dangerous idea and I shouldn't talk about it.
No.
On a podcast.
No.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Safety first. Safety first.
Yeah, like, I'm real about safety.
But get the people what they want. Let's talk about this.
I wanted to go from, I think it was a big shoot. It starts in Big Shoot and then it goes to Bala.
Railway? It's a rail line.
Yeah, it's a rail line.
It's an active rail line.
Yeah, it actually, like takes trains and, like, they're going down it. And I was like, but it connects, though.
Hey,
it looks like a road, though.
Sure.
So I was going to take... Yeah,
then you dabbled into hydro lines.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about hydro lines.
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking about... and my dad works for hydro. So luckily, he was also like, yeah, that's, probably not going to work either. So luckily, I have, good mentors that are like, yeah, you should, step down from that ledge, man, and, not do that. So now, even the hydro lines sound kind of a bad idea.
You know what you need to do is talk to Glenn Mwissey. He's the king of those types of random, truck roads.
We talked about that. Actually, Andrew brought that up with Adam Hill on the last podcast about, I guess there used to be a hardwood raid.
Yeah.
And he said they had to cross the Coldwater River at one point. They thought, no, this is not the route. And then
Portage.
They see this little wee sign that Glenn had put out there of, no, this is the route.
And he will run, I'm sure if we asked, he would take us all out on this, crazy epic tour on country roads and logging roads. And I did one with him two
summers
ago.
So we're calling him out right now.
Glenn, we want a ride, bro. And it was the same thing. It was, we're all laughing. Of course, we're on a Glenn ride. The bridge was out. We had to, go down, bike above the head and whatever. It's hilarious. Yeah. So we should get Glenn out for sure.
Shout out to Glenn. He was number two in Simcoe County for Wanderer Miles last month.
Really?
Of course he was.
360 something.
That's why he knows these roads.
Oh yeah, he was number two. He was. That's the last 2 months he's been number two in the county.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't even know. Cool. I have it linked to my Strava.
How do you have it two once in a row? Haven't you found them already?
No, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of kilometers.
Yeah.
True.
That's cool.
True.
Yeah.
Wow.
True. I'm such a creature of habit, though. I'm almost embarrassed to get it, because I think it would just be, Brendan, you've ridden the same 40K.
The opposite. That'd be funny.
I'm the opposite. I'm like a creature of habit.
Oh, look at you. You do Ridge Road again.
Actually send me a notification. You should probably mix it up a bit.
The lamest person.
We're worried.
In the BCC.
Yeah.
It shows up the club once.
Yeah.
I just keep sending you it.
That's right, yeah.
I came home from doing that 100K loop, and I was like, and I was going to just pick the same route home, and I was like, I got back into Barrie, and I was like, I haven't been down this street. I gotta go down it.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I'm also
it.
Like,
I look.
I try and pick away at it.
I'll do
it.
The same.
Yeah.
I'll probably be getting that same badge, like no
the
lie.
same badge. Low K badge,
just like oh wow, like, you're super lame.
Yeah, exactly. Lame
oh, that was the same road, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like yeah, I like that road. Get
I
off
like
me.
It.
Yeah.
Will,
yeah.
You're gonna have to stop going dark with your rides though, because it's got to be on Strava for it to count. If you want to hop into the Wander World,
yeah.
You gotta.
Well,
light
I know.
Up.
That's kind of all that matters.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah. It's true.
End of the day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool though.
All right, so you guys are going to maybe hook up for the 100K TT?
I asked Will.
Are you
went,
in for
I
some suffering,
Will?
I went
Will, Trevor, and John.
He picked the
and
boys.
I was like, I just got to go with like the fast guys around town, right? And I'll just tuck in the back, and away we go. I'll take my one-minute turn on the front.
John's but, fast right now. Good
yeah,
pick.
I know. So, yeah, but Will bowed down. He's not into racing right now. So we got to try and
convince
him.
It's not a race. It's a friendly.
Oh, it's a race.
If we do it with Maloney, okay, there's no way that guy there is gonna just back, just call it a ride. It will be. I wouldn't be able to hold on with those guys. Will, Trevor, and John. Like, who am I kidding? I just thought, hey, go get the fastest guys around.
It was nice of him to ask and stuff, but like, I'm not into racing right now. I've kind of done a lot of it, and I'm kind of tired of it.
Yeah,
just a whole mental.
Sure. We'll take him on a ride. We'll go on a ride with him.
And then all of a sudden, we're on the loop, and we're going really fast.
You know, without doing it, you did race pace on the rail trail.
He said race pace, not a race.
Yeah,
this isn't a race. This is all for... I put up that, number one, it needs to be safe, and two, have fun. So and I want to see a picture of your foursome, just so, you know, we can see how sharp you guys look.
I think it's missing something, though. It's missing a prize.
Oh,
you can
try
that.
Prize is beers, and you come back to the table, and we'll talk about it on the podcast.
That sounds like a little bit of work.
Yeah. We've got to give it a deadline.
Yeah.
We've got to give it a deadline for guys to
month.
Get it completed.
End of the month.
End of July.
Month. Yeah.
Whoa.
Mark's, you can't see this, folks, Mark's heels are turning.
Oh, yeah.
He is stressed.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I get that?
Yeah.
Is that too short a timeline?
No, it's not too short. We're just trying
What do you
to...
need to do, a recon?
He's scheduling that
well,
right
I
now.
Well, I was talking about
oh,
doing a recon on it, yeah. But I was thinking about getting some vehicle support, you know, stop the intersections for you while you go through.
Oh,
so,
man.
So you're about to recon a flat road.
I'm just kidding.
But you won't recon a full rail trail? Loop and then go send it twice. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool.
No.
Okay.
I'm just thinking around. A month's good.
Yeah.
To get it done. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe get Brandon in there.
Oh no.
First K.
Bring that beauty.
Oh yeah, I can bring that single speed. I got an '80s Fuji that I got for free. I can ride that. So
I'll tag you in. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't
you
think
and
I
will be struggling on the
TV,
back
yeah.
with John and Trevor ahead of us.
Yeah, I
think they're
going
to keep looking back to see if I'm with them or not.
Yeah.
They'll like, I'm still here.
Yeah. They'll hear the huffing. It'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll know.
Yeah.
And Will and Mark, you guys normally race. Obviously, we don't have any racing. We've talked with Brendan about this before. How's that? What's the shift for you guys? Because obviously it's... Like, well, maybe you said you're burned out on racing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's great.
So maybe this is a good year for you to have off.
I can't believe how much I love this.
Okay, so you love it. It's just like a 1 year off, mental break, get back into it? Because I think...
No.
Oh, really? Are you done?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's sick, yeah.
That's sick.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. I'm just tired, man.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
it's okay. I'm wondering
how
interested
it is. It's a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And, like, I've done that, you know? Like, that's cool. I'd like to do other things.
Ah, good for you.
Yeah,
cool.
Is there a highlight list for us?
Highlight list?
Like
for
what's
for
on
the racing
to do?
Or are you
no,
mean
no,
now?
Like what's on the to-do?
Oh, that's way
better.
I'd rather look forward. That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like me and my dad and my brother are going to go like rock climbing.
Cool.
And we're going to go do Milton. Instead of riding track and like going around in circles in Milton, I'm going to go and I'm going to go up the escarpment. It sounds like way more fun.
Can I just actually, sorry, I used to race Kelso, obviously, mountain bike, you remember that.
So much fun.
And you'd have to climb, basically, the Kelso ski hill, right?
Yeah.
And, but right in behind, there was the escarpment. So you'd see people rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going up the hill and just blowing up. It was like a really hot day and I was just gassed and I looked over And I just saw these guys climbing, and I'm like, that looks like more fun. I just remember being like,
you went they look way cooler than me right now.
Yeah, that was more, the downhill was more fun, but yeah.
I was like, man, they're probably getting way more chicks than me.
yeah, that's right, yeah. I don't know,
man.
I'm
in my spandex, and they're like climbing up a rock face, sheer face with their hands and knees.
Yeah.
What are they doing, man? So I'm going to try and get into that.
Yeah, you're going to turn into a shirtless hippie.
Did you watch Solo? Is that...
I've actually watched it, but I was going to do it before that. And my brother was like, yo, watch this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yo, this guy's sick. He's crazy. And I'm like, I'm crazy.
That guy's another level.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go do that.
Have you done
not
any rock
free
climbing?
Climb. I'm not going to free climb like a crazy person. You've watched that Netflix show?
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, he free climbs like faces
the
where
cliff?
He can fall.
What's that,
no
the wall?
Harness?
Yeah.
Is that called the wall?
Yeah. He does everything. It's called climbs everything. It's
he
insane.
Smashes every record.
Yeah.
Alex Honnold or something like that.
Honnold, yeah. He's unreal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched that, though. But I was actually going to, do this before.
Okay.
But,
totally,
shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're rock climbing. What else? What else you got on the horizon?
And, bouldering, I guess. That's in the same club.
Yeah.
Bouldering. Sweet. And, just a lot of gravel riding.
So you're still going to ride more lifestyle riding?
Yeah. I'm riding, twice a week.
Sweet.
And I'm running. Oh, yeah, and I run now.
Okay.
And I do that.
Okay.
He's I can't let my knees feel good,
Oh, of course.
They're feeling way too good. They feel good too now. I gotta go for a run.
Yeah.
But, and a lot of gym, because I've always said, once I got out of the cycling thing, I gotta hit the gym.
Okay.
So I do, a lot, a home gym, COVID life.
Yeah, of course.
It's home gym.
I'm just, fitting in with everyone now.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
what about other things, diet change, other lifestyle changes?
I went vegan, a while back.
Oh, okay.
But that was a month.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I noticed that it was this high, and then it was just this huge low.
Yes.
I just don't eat enough for how much I do.
Okay, sure.
I can't eat enough veggies.
Gotcha.
I just
can't. Yeah, sure.
It just is not possible.
Sure.
I'm sorry I eat meat.
So you're back again.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I saw the month losses right away, and I was like, I got to start eating food again. all of it. So I'm off that.
Yeah, no offense to the vegan people, but I tried that too.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a heavier guy, so
okay.
I had a lot of stores that I kind of burned through, so it lasted more than a
slightly
month.
Slightly lucky.
But,
love it.
Sure. Yeah, I hit that same crash.
Yeah.
And
It feels bad.
Oh, yeah.
You feel you're just why do I feel bad? And it's a week of you figuring out that, I changed my diet, 3 weeks ago, and there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is. Just slowly lost all of my stores.
Okay, sure. Gotcha.
And now I'm I'm trying to bulk now. I'm just going through terrible phases.
Yeah, just get huge. Are you going to get huge?
Awesome,
is that your plan?
Yeah.
Well, not huge. Not huge, but I just want to be I want to be just physically
You're going to be, you want to be
able to
rounder.
Do anything. Yeah.
You mentioned the ladies too. Should we put a shout out?
Ladies?
Open
cast
and call?
Chill.
Yeah. You know what I love is cyclists are all legs and climbers are all arms. And so you're just going to do both and just balance.
So now
right
I'm just
anyway.
Huge.
Yeah.
My brother just watches all these Olympian videos. And I'm just that's terrible looking. But
it's going to be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Sweet.
Jen Jackson, which she coined the phrase, or she was mentioning the term lifestyle athlete. That sounds like the path you're on is lifestyle athlete.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
I think it's great. If fitness is in your future and that's what you're doing.
I just don't see the point of not being fit.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can't not be fit. I was unfit 2 years ago after this surgery I did. And I was wow, I feel terrible. And I never want to feel like that ever again.
Totally.
In my life.
Yeah.
That's literally.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think Eric Batty. Do you guys know Eric Batty? The name.
Oh, I know
the
of
name.
Him.
Yeah. I swear to God, he could come back and still win a.
Dude is so fit.
Ontario Cup or something, right? Yeah, he's so fit.
Dude's so fit.
But
and
he's an all rounder.
I love that guy. That's what I want to be somewhat
Totally.
I don't want to be a certain person. That's just kind of weird.
New challenge for you. Can I suggest a
please,
challenge? Is that
please.
Okay on here? I know
sounds
it's cycling.
Dangerous.
But
I'm now getting called out, right?
I am absolutely 100% calling you out right now.
That sounds terrible.
On Mark's podcast.
Wow. I'm
Killarney.
So
no, you're interrupting me right now, Will, if you don't mind just listening.
Yeah, that's kind of on purpose.
So Killarney has a route. It's 80K And it's called the Silhouette Trail.
This sounds doable. This is on a bike, or am I running this?
You're running this.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, geez.
Eric Batty has the record. He ran 80K, and he's a cyclist. Ran 80K in, like, 9 hours and 12 minutes or something like this.
Man, I'm doing, like, 5-10K. Like, I'm, like, happy with my knees.
Yeah,
like,
you know
they just hurt a little. Like, I'm unhappy with them, but, like, I'm happy that they're just slightly unhappy.
You know what you should do?
Oh, jeez.
Get Mark to do it with you.
Mark, do you run?
I bet you if... 60, 70K.
You just
here.
Stepped away for a second.
60, 70K? We're doing 80.
So Brendan's trying to talk him into an 80K run.
It's funny because I was just talking to my dad about when I used to run marathons.
No.
And I know last winter.
Oh.
Yes. This is happening. Yeah. So excited.
I know last winter I was like, I'm going to go run a marathon today.
No.
And I don't run.
Okay.
Yeah. I went out and started to smash the rail trail. And it was like minus 20. It was a terrible idea.
Sounds like the winner.
I think I made it 30K. Because it was an out and back. So I was like, I got to 15. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can do this.
Okay.
Like an extra 7K or so.
Here's, okay, we're talking summer.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, just picture it. Okay, it's 25, sunny.
Brendan's not doing this, by the way.
I'm not doing it. No
okay,
way.
What
no,
do you
absolutely
do?
Not. You think I'm crazy? I'm not doing this.
He's a sport vehicle.
I am crazy. That's great. Let's
Although,
just continue talking.
I did
Thank
the
you.
Silhouette Trail in a hike. It was me and five guys, and we hiked the whole thing just at a casual pace, and it took us 24 hours. So we just nonstop walked for 24 hours.
Really?
But
you did that?
Yeah.
That's
but
cool.
this is 80K, and Eric Batty did it, and it's in Killarney.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty rough, pretty rugged, and the standard they recommend you do it in 4 to 6 days.
What did Eric Batty do?
Right? Just I have to plant that Eric Batty did it in 9 hours and like 12 minutes
Get
or something
out.
Like this.
9 hours,
insane. Wow. Yeah, the guy is a machine. Yeah, for sure. So
what's
crazy.
The pace? Well, just tell me what the minute pace is. Do you know what that is?
No,
you don't know the minute pace.
No.
Wow. Well, then I have no idea if I can do this.
I think I tweeted him.
That
and
is.
I said, did you do it in 9 hours?
When was Twitter relevant? When was
and
that?
He just wrote back, yes.
He wrote back yes.
That's
so cool.
That's so good.
So cool.
That's neat.
Anyway, so put that on your list.
Yeah.
Can you do the math on that pace real quick? Like that sounds like probably
how long did you say it was?
80K.
80K and 80
no, but
like
how,
5 hours?
9 hours.
Nine hours,
12 minutes or something. I think I could be wrong there, but
what
I think it's like 9 hours.
Whatever, anywhere around that, that's still.
Yeah.
It's probably insane.
I think it was 9 hours.
What are ultra marathons?
Don't know.
100 miles.
What are marathons?
You're just shy of a 7 minute kilometer.
He's just shy of 7 minutes.
For 80K.
That's
a lot.
I do 5Ks at like 5.
Okay.
And
so,
I'm like happy with that.
Yeah.
And I come back and I'm like the next day I'm like, oh yeah, my knee's kinda hurt from that.
Okay, so 80K at 7 is doable.
And then like
that's all
then
I
my
heard.
Knee blows up and I'm just like, oh yeah. I'm not okay with this. okay, I don't know. I'll think about it and then you pay for my knee surgery.
Yeah, I'll just leave that with you two guys.
Okay.
I'll leave it with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Just plant that seed, see if it grows, see if it blossoms.
I could try that.
I don't
like that being challenged with something I don't think I can do, but okay.
I think you can do it. If you dream it, you can do it.
We can walk it.
Yeah.
You walked it.
Remember, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Mark, you're not racing obviously, but you've got some pretty monumental things in the bag already. What else you got on for this year?
Yeah, just big rides,
yeah.
Long days in the seat. I like that.
All
right. Maybe 100K TT.
Nice.
You doing any mountain biking?
He looks at me.
To be honest, I said this year I was just gonna kind of race road and gravel and not do much mountain bike. I've been on mountain bike twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just in a rut right now to be on my road bike or on my gravel bike.
Yeah.
It sucks because mountain bike is so much fun, but it's where I live. It's tough. I'm like either gotta. You know, get everything in the car and go.
Yeah.
And, you know, life with a, almost 4-year-old at home.
Yeah.
That hour spent commuting or first an hour spent riding is.
But I also find I go through phases where, like, all I want to do is ride road or all I want to do is ride cross or, you know, mountain biking. I don't know if you guys are like that. I get excited about certain.
Exactly. Like when we had the Wednesday nights and, you know, we were battling out there.
Yeah.
Then it was a lot more motivating. But for me right now, just to go out and. You know, you end up getting, say, like, go to the Copeland. I told my wife I'm going to be home
sucks,
in an hour
right?
and a half, and I get lost in the Copeland, and, you know, now I'm 2 hours, and she's waiting for this, or she has to go, and it's just, it's hard now.
Yeah,
so
no, that makes sense.
I can get on with my road bike and leave from the house and pretty sure, you know, unless you run into some problems, some flat tires and stuff like that.
I totally understand that. Yeah. My parents live in Horseshoe, and I used to ride in the Copeland all the time. And since I've been at home this whole time, I'll go out there and live with them, and I'll ride the Copeland because, like, I don't like commuting either.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I can't stand wasted time.
Yeah.
It just, like, makes me angry.
Yeah.
But so now you're in the city, so you ride more.
Well, once again, like, I did that this year.
Yeah.
To start my year, because I was unfit, I was just like, well, I'm going to go ride in the forest and, like, ignore that I'm unfit.
Sure.
And just ride around and do trails.
I get that.
And I did mountain biking for a little while. And then I was like, all right, like, now I don't think I'm unfit. I'm going to go on the road and actually look what my speed is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sweet, okay, I'm not that unfit anymore. Yeah. It was nice. A nice way to hide my fitness
from myself. I got my new Super Caliber frame. I'm on a full suspension now for the first time ever.
How? Wow. Yeah.
Ever. I've never had a full suspension in my life. Love it.
It looks neat, that bike.
It looks sweet. It's 60 mils in the rear.
That's it,
just 60. And it rides like a hardtail, but just takes that edge off.
Really?
Yeah, so you're not rattling. Like,
it's a good transfer.
It's a good for me, because like I said, I don't like change, so it's nice. It's off. It's nice.
I still have a hard tail.
Yeah. See, boys, we'll do.
Let
a
me try
ride.
It.
We should do. Let me
try it.
Absolutely.
I think I would like to see a Brendan coaching alumni ride. With all of the young bucks.
Oh, sure.
You get like Pete out there and just show him how to.
Totally.
You know.
Pete, you're going to have a hard time with. He's a West now.
Yeah, he went to Victoria.
Yeah, okay, like, well. Yeah, okay, boys. So we're going to do that climb again. But we're going to do it half the speed this time. Okay? Yeah, that's right. Cool. Yeah. Going to get a few photos.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool.
All right, we're going to wrap up here. We're going to do the bell lap questions.
Cool.
15 second power.
Don't know.
What?
Your 15 second power.
There's. I don't know. I don't even have power on my Garmin right now, man. Like.
Take a guess, man.
Yeah. Take a guess.
You would know.
Like, you gotta have an idea.
Come on.
I can't even do a grand. I bet I can't even do a grand. Like.
Yeah, I actually don't know the exact number because I don't think it's one of the ones that Training Peaks records is 15 seconds.
I bet it does.
I think it does 12.
Why would we look
12?
At
12? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna say around 700-800. No.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, go back to me. 1001. Okay,
boy. Well done.
He beat me.
Well done.
Oh, did I? I didn't realize.
Oh, whoa. That's so cool.
I did take your coffee.
One cream. Just a little. Take the edge
off. My coffee?
Yeah.
I've been doing like iced coffees because it's so hot.
Okay.
Like, I've been doing no milk in my coffees.
What?
Yeah.
See, that's where this is. Oh. That's why my shirts are getting tight.
Maybe I'll get that one walk.
Black?
Right?
Black? Yeah. That's the right answer.
Oh, that's
black.
Why you're doing three hundos.
Oh, yeah. He's so hard. He doesn't even have ice. He's
actually, you know what? I was embarrassed to say flat whites, which is basically like 80% cream and like 20% coffee, I think. They're just so
it
bad.
It slowly awesome. Just like got to like the hardest form of coffee.
Yeah. I was into regular for years, but just got too mad at Tim Hortons in the morning on the way to work that I went to half cream, half sugar, and I still couldn't get that right. And then I was just black eventually.
Yeah, that's so mean.
You can't mess this up.
No. I can't do black Tim's. Anyone else black Tim's? No.
Yeah, sure, dark roast, sure. Black, Tim Hortons. I didn't go there anymore
dark roast,
now that we're on.
Okay, yeah, dark roast I could do. Yeah,
I'm like
once
or twice a week now with Tim's because the COVID really sketched me out and I'm touching my lids there. And then,
yeah.
Oh, you're,
but you still need it. You're still going.
Yeah.
Raisins and cookies.
No, terrible.
What?
Raisins and cookies.
No. Where are the chocolate chips? Like,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. For it. All right.
It slowly gets harder.
Again.
Oh, I have raisins every day.
Maybe I should start lying.
Pineapple on pizza.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, no.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one.
Nice. I'm fast. Like
fruit in beer.
No.
No.
No,
sure not.
Can't go there.
No, and going back to me, again, there's no place for fruit and beer. Just, there's no place.
But
that's
you
not beer anymore.
On your pizza.
Pineapple pizza, but fruit and beer. Fruit the beer.
No, I'm going to say yes to the beer now because I want to be different. I want to be
running
different
out of
than
time,
you.
So I won't rant, but I got to tell you I'm upset about it.
We don't got time.
SRAM or Shimano?
SRAM for mountain bike. Shimano for road.
Ooh, you are a fancy boy.
Yeah.
I think that's cheating. You should just go Shimano, obviously.
Oh, he's probably sponsored.
Oh,
get out of here.
He's crying. Oh, ETAP, have you tried ETAP?
Have
you tried ETAP?
ETAP trying to
I have
shift
not.
ETAP.
Oh, there we go.
Can I just say sponsored again?
Sponsor. Let's click both the buttons. That
ridiculous.
Sounds great.
That's ridiculous.
I got to go Shimano. Up all around.
Whoa.
Okay. There it is.
All right.
Wow.
Another controversial one that's kind of come up, paying for Strava. Are you in or are you out?
No, I'm out.
I'm completely off Strava now because, like, they've went and done even more crap that you can't do. But now you can't make routes. I'm so upset. Yeah.
Right.
Now it's even more controversial.
That's like, your whatever.
I said that word wrong. Too, great.
And
but.
Sorry, I'm stealing the spot. Okay. They sell Strava Metro. So they sell the data. So the fact that they charge people to use it when they also go and sell the data at the end, that's
they're already
like double
making
dipping.
Money.
So that doesn't seem cool. Kinda to me.
Lame,
so,
right?
I don't know that. I mean, it depends. If you're a guy like Will Elliott, you're on the top 10 leaderboard anyway, so you can see that you're in the top 10. But, you know, if you're me, I don't know where I am, so I like to see where I'm at with my own riding.
Yeah, they recently did that. That's terrible. That's just terrible.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, they know that those are the people buying it, too.
Right.
More or less.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, obviously, the people that are going for KOMs are obviously stoked off Strava, and they're going out there and hitting it, so they obviously love Strava, too. But, like, that's just Strava being terrible.
Yeah. And if you're
Let's
Will
just
Elliott,
all rip
you're
apart.
Trevor O'Donnell, you're Mark Lancia, you're in that top 10 of the leaderboard anyway, so your name's going to be up there no matter what.
On the
Sponsored
roof.
By Strava. Mm.
Yeah.
I pay it. Great. I like the route builder. So if you pay, you get the route builder.
Yeah.
So
and
now,
I do
like,
too.
This, like, now that I can what? Just... Yeah. Plot a route.
I love the route.
And then send it to my Garmin, like right there, if it works. You know, for $5, it's a stop at M's Cafe.
Sure.
Or you could go to Garmin Connect, which I recently did.
But
once again, like I'm just hating over here. Why am I hating?
Yeah, you are kind
of. I gotta be positive.
Yeah. A lot of love, man.
I'm trying to be positive with my life.
Jeez. The show's got a lot of love for you.
If I'm not mistaken, I used to pay even more, I think it was, on my first job. And then I got rid of it and just said I'll use Training Peaks.
Yep.
And then I actually didn't sign up for the Strava premium right off the hop. And then I was like, $5.
Now, I will say they run a tight ship at Strava. Like, the Strava Metro data is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's totally worth it. And, you know, it costs money to hire staff and to run this awesome ship. So if, you know, to pay a little bit to have this well-oiled machine is fine. But I just think there's, you know, it was free. There's other ways of doing it, generating revenue.
Yes.
But I guess maybe the other way of doing it is selling ads. And do we want ads? Probably not.
No. Right.
So, yeah, okay.
Well, I think we've given Strava way too much airtime.
And one more plug, just because some guys are really awesome, like Trevor O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. So, some people, because we have a lot more people using bikes, running, the whole bit, and they're using their iWatches for everything, but they're not turning them off when they get in their car and then drive somewhere. So, I wanted to go after a segment that, not that I'm going to compete with Trevor, but I knew he was the gold standard, so I wanted to see what his time was. And then I see he's not on it. Someone had flagged him for going too fast.
Oh my, that was recently.
That so, happened to me too recently.
Yeah. So if you're on Strava, be diligent. If you earned it, just mark, you can just respond, I did this. And then you get it back.
Oh, okay.
But don't be shy to call out the people who are in their cars and it's clear they've done a 3-hour ride, they've gone 15 kilometers, and the last 4 kilometers is at 90 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
Chances are they didn't bike that.
Sure.
Don't be shy to call them out. It's fair. It was innocent. It's an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And I've done it too, and it's really easy just to edit. You can like backtrack
for sure.
a little bit. No problem.
Yeah.
I just got flagged on a couple of mine. I didn't know you could do that. I just let them take it. I was just in the... It was a Barry Interclub ride. I wasn't even on the top of the leaderboard. I was like fourth or something on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
No, that's the one that Trevor got flagged on. That's what we're actually talking about, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it shows us that he got flagged, I think.
Yeah, I got
Which
flagged
is
on that,
so
too.
You got and, flagged as well.
Yeah. And
I don't
Keith,
get it.
And Keith,
I don't get it.
How do you say his last name? Boulay?
Yeah, Keith Boulay, yeah.
Yeah, he was pulling me around that course the whole day.
Oh.
And they flagged me. It's like, of course I'm not that fast. I was on his wheel.
No, but all you need, if you just say, no, I did this.
Oh, I don't know. It was like 2 weeks ago now.
Go back, find it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, take it back. You earned it, man.
It was like, I wasn't even, I didn't hit the KOM. It was like, just, I was like,
you earned it.
That's
your top 10. You earned it.
That's miles. Yeah.
Paid for that.
All right, fellas. Thanks much for the time. Brendan, as always, our Cycle Simcoe man, Will Elliott, man of speed, man of many new adventures, and Mark Lancia.
Big just man on the, big rides.
Man. Yeah, the man. Yeah. Just the man.
Love it. Thanks, guys. Peace. I really want to thank Will Elliott, Brendan Matheson, and Mark Lancia for their time today. I know this one's a bit longer, but you folks seem to be doing some really, really long rides and have asked for a little bit longer show, so there it is. We are on the socials, All Wheels Pod. That's Instagram and Twitter. We have a Facebook page, and if you want to reach out to us, it's allwheelsrolling@gmail.com. However you found us, I'm super grateful that you did. I hope you enjoy, folks. Thanks.